Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Dr. J. It is time for your empowerment environment. And I know, you know, so many things are going on these days. We talk about how do I stay positive? What I can say to you is that a positive mindset will definitely set you where you want to be. Now, when we talk about a positive mindset, I want to say that this can change your life. So let's welcome again to the Empowerment Environment, and it's Dr. J with the Cultivate Show. Thank you for joining me, those of you out there. I know you're all across the world. It shows that so many people are logging in, so many people are connecting. That's the beautiful part about this. I love it, and I want to thank you. I never, never want to not say that you have made a great choice, you know, to join me, to stay with me, and just again, keeping your mind focused and keeping a positive mindset. So a positive mindset will change your life and bring success to everything. How can we say that? How can we say that when we know that there's so many people out there who are saying that, well, how can I be positive and I just don't know anything else? Let me share a story with you. There was this guy, and he's been a thief for over 21 years. And for some reason, the police could not catch up to him. They did not know how to really find this guy. And it was quite puzzling because this guy, he would rob homes, but he would not kill anybody. He would not hurt anybody, but he was so good at it. And for 21 years, he's been going at this. They finally caught up to him. Something, they had a fluke, and it just, you know, things caught up to him. And when they interviewed him, they said, well, why did you choose a life of crime? Why would you do anything that would not be good? And he says, well, you know, it's all that I know. It's all that I know how to do. I came from a family who, you know, crime was a thing. I came from a neighborhood where this is what happened. I live a life of this is what happened. And as a result, that's how you live. Well, here's what I want to say to you, because a positive mindset, your words can really, really make the difference in how you think. I suggest that you wake up early in the morning every day, and you wake up and you say to yourself, you know, look at yourself. Tell yourself, girl, you are beautiful. Man, you look good. And I wonder if we could do that. You know, there was this one lady, someone asked her one day, so why do you stay so happy? She said, that's what she do. Every day she wake up, she says, girl, you look good. Matter of fact, in that same conversation, she told the person, today, I said, girl, you look good, but you look better today. So now, the thing is, how do we get the positive mindset? How do we bring success in our lives? How do we continue to allow ourselves to remain excited about life, to catch the significance of the statements that we make? Wake up every day, say to yourself, I can do this. I can do this. I know that I'm capable. If every day you wake up and you just start thinking, not able, I don't think so. You know, my mother said I couldn't do it. When I was a child, my mother told me I'm not able. And so I just don't think I could do these things. Oh, some people say, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm so tired. My back hurt and I just don't feel well. I just don't feel like doing anything. Believe it or not, you would be surprised how you take this with you all day. Sometimes some people are going for a job interview, and they'll start saying, oh, I don't think I'm going to get this job because I really put in for it because somebody wants me to put in for it, but I don't think I'm going to get it. If you walk out with that mindset, how do you expect to get the job? Because your body language will not be excited. Your body language will reflect that thinking. It's funny how we think shows in our body language. It shows in our actions, how we speak, the tone of our voice. You know, it's funny, people think they call me People call me the Energizer Bunny. But it's not just because I want to be energized. I feel energized every day. And I wake up every day thanking God. You know, God, when I look from where I was to where I am, I have to be excited. If any of you know me, you know that I have to be excited. And everybody, if any of you know me so well that, and I tell my story all the time, I am from Jamaica, West Indies. I love my country. I love where I'm coming from. And we grew up in certain situations. And while everybody's situation may not be the same, I could tell you that my situation then at that time, growing up in the country, coming out of poverty. And now when I look at myself, recognizing God's grace in my life, oh, yes, I am excited. As a matter of fact, I could sing a song for you right now. But the point is that we have to be energized. We have to think. We have to have a positive mindset. And now when I say that, that positive mindset is going to set you up for victory in your life. You know, we claim every day what we want to be. You think and become. In Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill, he talks about the power of thought. Oh, my goodness. The power of thought, what we think we become. And if we don't think things, it doesn't happen. You have to have a positive mindset. You have to really believe and truly believe that thought are things, and thoughts are powerful things at that. And something I want to make sure that we understand, if you remember nothing during the session, is that thoughts are things. And when your thoughts are mixed with purpose, when your thoughts are mixed with persistence, when your thoughts are mixed with desire, and when we talk about desire, a burning desire, you can make yourself move from one place to the other. You can move yourself out of poverty into richness. You can move yourself from the pit to the palace. You can make your misery a ministry, but it's all about the thought. It's all about the persistence. It's all about the desire. Desire is the starting point of your achievement. You know, you can think, but if you don't act, if you don't put your thought into appearance, things are not going to happen. You have to be so purposeful. As simply as saying, I'm blessed. I'm destined with a purpose through faith. I'm all that in a bag of chips. I'm great. I'm a masterpiece. I was created for a purpose. You can talk to yourself and not be crazy. Because sometimes people say, whoa, she's talking to herself. She must be crazy. I talk to myself a lot, and I'm not crazy. Because I have to constantly remind myself that I am powerful. I'm a masterpiece. I was created for a purpose. God made me for a reason. My level of poverty and experiences and the people that I meet are all purposeful. It is. Every day our lives change. Change by our circumstances, change by the people that we meet in our lives, change by the decisions that we made. But most importantly, in my opinion, our attitude, our positive thoughts. If you think positive, positive happens. If you think negative, negative happens. That's just how it is. That's just nature. Again, folks, you're listening to Dr. Sharon Johnson. You're in the empowerment environment on the Cultivate Show. If you definitely want to connect with me, please visit me at www.comtivate.com. That is C-O-M-T-I-V-A-T-E. Connect with me. Go to the contact page. Connect with me. I'd love to talk with you. If you're ever looking for a speaker to speak to your community or to your church or to your group or to your business, connect with me. I want to come into your life and change the way you think. Change the way your people think, and I know you are great thinkers. You think positively, but I want to be able to share what I know and how my life has changed because of positive thinking. So again, it's Dr. J with the Empowerment Environment. Thank you for connecting. Wow. Let's talk about desire. Desire is a part of positive thinking. Because when we think things, we're thinking what we desire. I don't know about you, but I remember when I, you know, when I hear all the stories in my life, you know, my mom, I love my mother. I don't know my mother. I love my mother, but I don't know my mother. But what I know of my mother is that she brought me into this world. You and I would not be connecting and exchanging vibrations at this time if my mother did not bring me into this world. That I know. And so I know that when God, you know, the word says that he knew us from before we were born. In our mother's womb, he created us on purpose. He created us with all this purpose in us. There's a saying that says God gives us potential. But our job should be able to master and maximize the potential. He knew me from the womb. And I, you know, sometimes we tend to, and I say we, because sometimes we get caught up in our thoughts. And we find excuses and we say, well, why would God bring me here for me to suffer so much? Let me tell you something. Your misery can become your mystery. That will become a ministry. You don't have to stay where you are. You can actually think your way out of your situation. You can actually create a map, a mind map of where you want to be. And you will get there based on your mindset, based on your persistence, based on your desire. Desire, my friends, is the starting point of all achievement. Your desire and your thoughts will make you win or will make you perish. You gotta see it. You gotta see things that you want in your life. I said to someone the other day, Mother Nature will create a picture of everything that you think. Believe it or not. Mother Nature creates this great picture of everything that you think. And Mother Nature brings back, makes a snapshot. And sometimes some people, we say, how is it that some people are able to achieve their dreams? Everything they touch turns gold. Everything they think becomes. Because what we think becomes. What we really think becomes. And, you know, there's a saying that says, tolerance and an open mind are practical necessities for the dreamer of today. And so if you're afraid of new ideas, if you're afraid of making decisions, if you're afraid of stepping into your greatness, sometimes you'll find that you're doomed before you start. So when you're trying to accomplish anything, any dream, any goals, anything that you have in mind, you have to paint the picture. You have to think it into a picture. You have to see that thing. And that's why your positive mindset is so important. You have to remember that dreams are not born of indifference. Dreams are not born of laziness. Dreams are not born of a lack of ambition. Just remember, there are a lot of people who, as you know, as we hear stories of the people who made it, a lot of people get off in life with a bad start. And they pass through all these heartbreaking struggles before they, quote unquote, arrive. Remember this. The turning point in our lives, or the turning point of those people, is they succeed. And usually before they succeed, and keep this in mind as you're going through what you're going through, before we succeed, we come to this moment of crisis. Sometimes we get into these crises when we're introduced to our other self. We come into this crisis where we say, oh my God. And then guess what? Our other selves remind us of who we are. A positive mindset will get you where you want to do. A positive mindset will get you everywhere you want to go. Let me share this great poem that I try to memorize it as much to remember it. But, you know, remember this. No more effort is required to aim high in life. And to demand abundance and prosperity than is required to accept misery and poverty. It's an effort. When you demand abundance and prosperity, it's the same energy that you would take to demand misery and poverty. So you have to choose to your mindset, right? The mindset's going to allow you to really, really connect with your true self, connect with nature. Your mindset is going to allow you to recognize the power and the greatness that is within you. Here's a poem. I love it. A great poem, you know, just put this together. It says, I bargain with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I beg that evening when I counted my scanty store, for life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why? You must bear the task. I work for menial's hire, only to learn, dismayed, that any wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. Think about it. What are you asking life for? What are you asking life for? I spoke to a friend of mine this week, and we study material and think and grow rich. And as we discuss it, we ask ourselves the question, what would it take to get from where I am to where I want to be? You're out there listening today, and you're pondering, and your mind may be stimulated, and you may be provoked to thinking of, do I have a positive mindset? What is stopping me from getting to where I want to be? Are there any limitations that I have placed on myself that are stopping me to get where I want to be? And if you turn the question around, are there any limitations that you have placed on yourself that's stopping you from where to be? Am I thinking the right things when I wake up in the morning? Am I telling myself, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do today. Whatever happened, happened. Or are you making it intentional to make what is to happen, happen? Are you waking up in the morning and says, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you. I'm up, I'm ready. Sometimes I get to work and I say to people, it's a beautiful morning. I'm going to sit outside for a while, right? And you may be just be thinking, I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. It's what I draw into my life. Are you stopping by and stopping and really dropping some good words into people's lives? When you hear somebody say, I can't do something, are you saying to them, yes, you can. Yes, you can do it. Are you encouraging people to be who they want to be? It's part of the positive mindset. We think and we become. And so when you want to have a positive mindset, you know, Mary Kay actually is so great. And if many ladies, I know a lot of ladies and great men today are using Mary Kay products. But Mary Kay Ashley's story is amazing because even though she's a founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics, she attributed most of her success to her development of self-confidence and faith in herself and all the people who work around her. But before she became a Mary Kay, before she became the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics, Mary Kay, she was working with Stanley Home Products. And she's often saying that she was not successful at a lot of things in her first year, and she was so ready to give up. She was working with them, and then she went to a sales seminar because in her first year, you know, You know, a lot of us, we start businesses or we join companies and things are just not happening the way we thought it would be. But then when she went to the seminar, and she even said it herself, at the seminar, she saw this tall, pretty lady. And the woman she was crowned as the queen, and she was getting an award for being the best in the company contest. And at that point, Mary Kay said to herself, next year, I am going to be that queen. I am going to be the best. I'm going to get that award next year. And so even though she had those thoughts, that's what she thought to herself. But behind those thoughts, at the end of the seminar, she went up to the president and she said to him, I am going to be the queen next year. She said it. She thought it to herself. And then she went to him and she said, I'm telling you that next year, I am going to be the queen. And when he looked at her, you know, he looked at her and he just said to her, I think you will. Somehow, I think you will. And even when he said those words, somehow, I think you will, those five words. And guess what? She was the queen the next year. Are you practicing those persistent positive mindsets? If you believe you're an excellent person, you are an excellent person. Let me share four things with you that I could tell you that if you have a positive mindset, if you're ready to change your life, if you're ready to bring success to everything that you do and think, imagine, first of all, imagine yourself to be successful. And you say, I can't do that because I was born here, I was born there. I don't have enough money. I don't have a car. I'm sharing my apartment with someone. I don't have my own home. I don't think I could do that. Imagine yourself successful. Every day I wake up. Every day I wake up, I imagine myself successful. I said to someone the other day, every day it dawned on me when I back out of my garage, before I drive off, I would look at my house and I would thank God from where I was to where I am. And I pray to God every day because I see a great future for myself. I see Dr. Sharon Johnson traveling across the world on my way to Romania, to Italy, to Spain, to speak to thousands of people about a positive mindset. Imagine yourself successful. When I was a little girl, I used to imagine things. I would wonder, what would it be like to have your own house, your own car? I thought simple things because the things I had was absolutely nothing. What would it be like for this little girl to have her own home, to drive her own car? And I would look at my house today, husband and kids. Thank you, Lord. I imagine myself into my home. So always picture yourself successful. Visualize the person you desire to become. And sometimes, you know, we need to just set aside some time and to be alone and undisturbed and talk to God and speak to God and say, God, here I am. You know, they say that when we pray to God. We're talking to God. But then we get these intuitions. And when you get those intuitions, it's God speaking to you, speaking to us. And sometimes, because we're not using a positive mindset, we can miss our blessings. So imagine yourself, but sometimes you just got to close your eyes and just concentrate on your desires and your goals and see yourself in that new environment. See it happening. See your goals and dreams moving and shaking in front of you. See yourself being capable and being self-confident. So that's one. The second one is to reflect on your past successes. We have a tendency to just, we keep going, and sometimes we're successful of stuff, and we have a tendency to not stop in and realizing the small stuff. Sometimes it's large. Sometimes our successes are large. Sometimes our successes are small. But the important thing is every success, be it large or small, is proof that you and I are capable of achieving more successes. Celebrate your successes. Celebrate them. Sometimes you have to recall your successes when you begin to lose faith in ourselves or in yourself. I spoke at a graduation the other day, and I told the audience that have faith to the graduates. Have faith. Over 7,000 people, 700 graduates, have faith, because faith is a chemical. Faith, when you mix faith with prayer, it gives direct communication with infinite intelligence. And in our positive mindset and in our just our thinking, we've got to have faith. We've got to believe in those thoughts. We've got to recognize that as we think, oh my goodness, we're giving birth to this great idea. As we think, we're making ourselves available for change. But you got to think it. You got to think it. The other one you should do is to set definite goals. And how do you set definite goals? What are your goals? Have you thought about what you want to be? Have you thought about what you want to do with your skills? Have you thought about maybe you can go out and help others change your lives? Many things. But what you want to definitely do is to set definite goals. And we say, how do we set those definite goals? Have a clear direction of where you want to go. Again, your mindset will help you. As you start to think upon things, think of, where do I want to go? When do I want to get there? Oh, my stars, how am I going to get there? Here's a better one. What will I do to get there? Set definite goals. And then respond positive to life. If for nothing you do, you got to respond to life positively, because guess what? Life is going to respond to you the way you respond to it. I mean, that's just the law of attraction. Life is going to respond to you how you respond to it. So when we think of a positive mindset, develop a positive self-image. That is so great. That is so, you have to. You have to. You just got to do it. A positive mindset and a positive attitude is going to be the setup for victory in our lives. Image, your image, our reactions to life, your reactions to life, our decisions, your decisions, they are completely within our control. Les Brown says, if you can get up, you can look up. I love it. John Maxwell says that success is in our daily agenda. You think and you become. One of my mentors, Paul Martinelli, says, just do it. Resist the need to be perfect. Just be positive. Be aware that your mind is a tool that you can use to change the way you think. And when you change the way you think, oh my goodness, life happens. Life happens. When you change the way you think, the things you start to look at will begin to change. Awesomeness starts to happen. Oh, you start feeling so good about yourself. When you have a positive mindset, you walk around, you just shine. You know, like that song says, shine bright like a diamond. You just shine. You just, oh my goodness, people are going to look, what's wrong with her? Why is she so happy? And you just glow. You feel so good. Your face will clear up. You mean your smile is like you can't even. Things start happening. You walk around you, and blessings start falling over you. And people say, "What's going on?" It is in the mind. It is in the mind. For those of you out there, you're listening to Dr. Sharon Johnson. You're in the empowerment environment. I want to remind you that you are destined with a purpose through faith. Connect with me. Stay connected. I'm available for bookings. I could come into your local church, into your group, into your business, whatever you do. If you're looking for someone who you think and believe and is positive to help change the environment around you, then definitely you want to connect with me at www.cultivate.com. Or you can call me at 954-802-8515. It's Dr. Johnson. You're in the empowerment environment. Make your mindset the tool with which you demand a successful life. Could you do that? Make your mindset the tool with which you demand a successful life. I spoke to someone the other day and I said, think of the word impossible. Possibly between the I and the M. And a space between the M and the P, you will get I am possible. I am possible. Yes, you are. You are possible. You were brought up to be possible. You are a masterpiece. You were created for a purpose. You know, the word says that the plans I have for you is to make you strong, to make you great. Think about it. A positive mindset is your desire. What are some of the desires that you have? What are some of the things that you right now, in this moment of thought, have said to yourself, you know what? I'm going to go back to school. I've always wanted to be a nurse. I'm going to go be a nurse. Maybe you love to teach, and you may be saying to yourself, I'm going to be a teacher. Maybe you love to talk. You may say to yourself, I'm going to be a speaker. It doesn't even matter what you think. Do what you have in mind. Tell yourself that, guess what? I am created as a masterpiece, and I know that I have the potential, and I'm going to use myself. And guess what? If you don't use it, you lose it. Desire. What is your desire? Desire is the starting point of all achievement. Do you have faith in yourself today? This is a serious question. This whole topic of positive mindset. We think a lot of things all day long. All day long. We think and become and thought our things. But do you have faith? That is such a... We can talk about faith all day long. I'll make another show on faith. But today I want to remind you that you have to have faith. Because when you think of faith, you're visualizing and you're believing in the attainment of that desire. Faith, my friend, having faith is believing that, is experiencing the vibration of thought. Faith is the head chemist of the mind. Yes, it is. Faith. Faith is the head chemist of the mind. I said earlier that faith is a chemical. It's a chemical. We experience vibrations every day. We have these vibrations, that mindset. When you have positive mindset, you're creating vibrations in your mind. You're creating waves. And when you have faith, think about this, because when your faith is blended with the vibration that you have, when you have positive thoughts, and your faith is blended with the vibration of the thought, guess what? Your subconscious mind instantly pick up that vibration. And all of a sudden, woo, things start happening. And you said, oh, my God, what's going on, my friends, is that you're having, there's a translation going on. Your faith and your vibration is translating into spiritual equivalent. And what it's doing, it's transmitting to infinite intelligence. And we said, oh, my goodness. Things are happening. Your vibration comes about positive thinking. Faith. Have faith. You know, there's so many people out there. I remember at 2 years old when my mother left me. Gosh, I wonder what she would say if she could hear me now. But she left me at 2 years old and she never returned. And that's why I don't know her. What I know is, and I believe strongly in my mind, is that she wanted the best for me, but she couldn't make that decision by herself. Or she at that time could not make the decision. And sometimes, should I go about blaming my mother for after that, nobody wanted me, I had no home, I stayed with uncle this and auntie this, my grandmother, God bless my two grandmothers, they from home to home, stayed here, stayed there, stayed over there. Eat there. I have nothing to eat. Walking barefooted. I mean, just the sun hot. Gosh, should I be hating right now all these things that's happening to me? Because guess what? It doesn't happen. Positive mindset. I believe that good things are going to happen to you. It doesn't even matter what your age is right now, whether you're a teenager, you're in your 20s or in your 40s, or maybe you're in your 60s. It ain't over until it's over, baby. God has this great plan, but you got to have faith. You know, a lot of people, there's so many people. I say to people today that I should be in a mental facility. I really should be. Millions of people believe themselves doomed to poverty because of failure, because of maybe some strong or strange force that may have come over them in their lives and they couldn't control it. I could probably be part of that million. You could probably be a part of that million. You're out there now and you're saying that so many things have happened to me in my life. I can't change now. It's not going to change. Guess what? People who have experienced this doom or experience this, they believe that they just believe that they're doomed to poverty and failure is because of the things that happened to them. Guess what? We are the creators of our misfortunes because of our negative beliefs sometimes. And when we start believing these misfortunes and creating these negative beliefs, what we're doing is, guess what? Our subconscious mind is picking that up and it's just creating and translating into this physical equivalent. So we got to think positive. You have to be constantly thinking the right thing. Remember, a mind, if your mind is dominated by a positive emotion, it becomes a favorable place. It becomes, we call that an abode for the state of mind. And that's faith. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talks about faith. He says that faith is the external elixir, right? It's an eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action in the pulse of thought. Positive thinking, right? Faith is the starting point of the accumulation of all riches. How could that be? See, people who are out there who are rich, yeah, they are thinking positive, right? There's a saying that says the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer. And we said, what in the world is the rich doing that the poor is not doing? Thinking positive. Mm-hmm. The faith is the basis of all miracles and mysteries that cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. Faith. Do you have faith today? Here, this one. Faith is the element that transforms the ordinary vibration of thought created by the finite mind of man into the spiritual equivalent. I love it. Are you thinking positive? What are your thoughts? Our thoughts, our thoughts, our thoughts, our thoughts. Guess what? Thoughts which are mixed with any of the feelings or emotions constitute a magnetic force which attracts from the vibration of the ether. We talk about the ether or any other similar or related thoughts. When we talk about the ether, the E-T-H-E-R, it's a great cosmic mass of eternal forces of vibration. That's the forces of vibration that is within us. And that ether is made up of both destructive vibration and constructive vibration. And when we go through this episode of negative thoughts or positive thoughts, when you think about the ether carries at all times, it carries vibrations of fear, poverty, disease, failure, and misery. But it also carries the vibration of prosperity, health, success, and happiness. So when we think positive thoughts, what we're doing is that our mind is constantly attracting vibrations that harmonize with that which dominates the mind. Are you thinking positive today? We are what we are because of the vibration of thought that we pick up and register through the stimuli of our daily environment. Positive thinking. We are what we are because of the vibration of thought that we pick up and we register those thoughts in our daily environment. You must think positive. Folks, again, this is Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host of the Comfort Age Show. You are in the empowerment environment. You have the opportunity to meet me, to book me, and to listen to me in this environment. But you can connect with me at www.comfortage.com. You can call me at 954-802-8515. Close of this. What are your thoughts? A positive mindset will change your life and bring success to everything. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost certain that you won't. If you think you lose, guess what, my friends? You're lost. Out of the world, we find success begins with a person's will. Success is a state of mind. If you think at any time, if you think you're outclassed, you are. So you've got to think high to rise. To rise above everything that's going on to you. You have to think so high sometimes, you may start flying. You may have to think so high, you may have to get some wings. But you've got to think high to rise. And you've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. I'm sure of myself today that God has this great plan for me. I see it. I see me just traveling to maybe your place, your environment. The world awaits people who are ready to change. The world awaits people who have a positive mindset. Guess what, my friends? Life battles don't always go to the stronger or the faster man. But soon or late, the one who wins is the one who thinks he or she can. You can win your race today. With your mindset. You can change your life today with your mindset. Somewhere in the makeup of your mind, and perhaps in the cells of your brain, and I love to say deep in the core, deep down in the core of everything, there lies the sleeping seed of achievement Oh my goodness. Oh, I could talk about achievements because you know I love talking about that stuff. Positive thinking will make you achieve stuff you never thought of before. What you think you become. Mother Nature is waiting for you right now to think yourself out of a situation and think yourself into that beautiful person you want to be. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's just your finances. Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's just that workplace. Maybe it's the boss. Maybe it's just waking up in the morning, I just don't feel like it. Maybe it's the people you live and love. You live with them and you love them so much. But maybe things are going on around you. Remember, a positive mindset will change your life and bring success to everything. Maybe you're saying, I want to be rich. If that is the case, riches begin in the form of thought. The amount that is that you want, the amount that you desire is limited only by the person, only by you, and it's only limited in the mind and can be put into motion. Faith, have faith. Faith removes limitations. Faith removes limitations. Are you thinking positive? There are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. There are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. My friends, both poverty and riches are the offspring of thought. It is Dr. J, and you're in the empowerment environment. I hope you had a great time today listening to the session. If you do, tell a friend, call somebody. This link is available. It's archived. You can go back and listen to it over and over. Maybe there's something that I said that may have provoked you today to spring into action. I would like to know. Send me an email. Tell me what you're thinking to www.comtivate.com. I want to hear from you. May God bless you and keep you and remind you that you are destined with a purpose through faith. You are a master. If you're like me, believe that it can happen and it will. It definitely will. Thoughts are things and things become. Stay beautiful, my friends. It is Dr. J. It is the Comtivate Show. I'm so glad I have the opportunity in this platform to reach thousands and thousands of people. Send it all over the world. Tell somebody you know. Share it with your church. Because you haven't seen nothing yet. Mother Nature is ready to explode. But she will explode with the thought that you place in your mind. Stay beautiful, stay positive, stay motivated. It's Dr. J on the Comtivate Show in the empowerment environment.